And we're back with another edition of the Black O's Fantasy League podcast. Your host, Jake, with me this week. My co-host is one of my best friends, someone I've known for most of my life, Danny Talsma, or Dan Talsma, whatever you want to go by now. Danny, how you doing?
I'm doing good. You can call me whatever you want. We're on that level.
Well, but you go by Dan, like, as your adult name, don't you?
It's whatever people start calling me. I mean, like, when I got older, people just start calling me Dan. But everyone that I grew up with still calls me Danny. And then when I'm in trouble, my mom calls me Daniel. So
there you go. You get in trouble a lot?
I ain't more. I mean, okay. What's she going to do?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. But you're saying when you get in trouble, your mom calls you Daniel. I don't know if that's like just a recurring thing.
No comment.
Okay. All right. Good start to the show. We're going to do things a little bit different this week. So I actually get two guests this week. Danny as my first, because he hasn't been on yet. And then second, I'm going to have Evan come on because he is now eliminated from playoff contention. So we're going to get his, gone fishing segment. We'll talk a little bit of playoff, talk about his season a little bit. We'll keep it hour and a half, somewhere in there. We're going to have some fun with it. We are not going to do power rankings this week because we are on the last week of the season. So what does it matter what I think? Let's just go by the standings. So what we're going to do is we'll do a recap real quick, and then we will go through, and I'm just going to let Danny kind of go off on some people's teams. You know, we're going to go through everyone's team, let Danny share his opinions about how bad or good your team is. And then we'll kind of go with some stuff for Hiv's team, and we'll wrap it up and get into Evan's part of the show. So Danny's going to be about half hour, 45 minutes, somewhere in there. So first recap of week 12, we have Scott losing to Tristan 196-141. Derrick Henry went off for 40. Antonio Gibson went off for 37. Great week from Tristan's running backs. Sonny beat up on Alex. Alex finally didn't play someone that scored 50 points. So Sonny with 168, Alex with 85. Sonny had a great week from Watson, Brown, and David Montgomery showed some life, scoring 25 fantasy points. And Alex only scored 85, so his team sucked. We had Jason scoring 144 to officially eliminate Evan, scoring 109. Jason had Tyreek Hill. It was actually looking pretty good for Evan for a while. I thought he was going to get the win. Then Tyreek Hill went ahead and scored 62 fantasy points, and Jason picked up a pretty big win there. And Danny beat up on Zach 119-100. Pretty bad week for both of you, but you had a good week from
Cooper, I want to talk about it.
Rogers, Kenyon Drake, two players that I traded you, Cooper and Kenyon Drake. And then lastly, Junie showed some life, 174-116, beating up on me. Will Fuller went out with a bang after getting caught for PEDs and out for six games. So Junie lost Fuller for the rest of the season. But before doing so, Fuller dropped 36 points on me. Thanks a lot for that, Will Fuller. Pretty normal week. I don't think that it mattered that Evan lost because Junie won. So regardless of Evan would have won, he was out of the playoffs. So now Evan cannot do trades because we did extend the trade deadline for a week. And Evan, I don't know if I actually told him this yet, but he will not be doing any transactions of any kind other than setting his lineup. We don't need him stealing the players that can be picked up for guys who are actually going to be in the playoffs. So I'll have to break that news to him here shortly. But Evan is out. I can't wait to go over his season with him because
that was a really pretty that, bad.
Yeah. That poor guy. You know, he probably was like the most, I mean, I look at it from like him and you, like Evan is into it. He's listening to a bunch of fantasy podcasts. He's like making trades, making pickups, and he can't catch a break.
I mean, I kind of felt like it's just, you can do stuff during the season, but like the draft is really important. I mean, like that's where you're going to get your base. And like, for me, like, I know I've been lucky, but I mean, that draft, I haven't done a lot of trades, but it allowed me to kind of just coast throughout the season and not really have to worry about it. Cause even if like, even if like I went off just the stat lines of where I should be, I would still be middle of the pack and in the playoffs. Like I would still be in it. And
Yeah. Well, I mean, I like to look at the transactions, you know? So like I'm number one, of course, because I trade as much as possible. Evan's number two at 44 and you're at the very last with 12,
like 12 moves. Yeah.
12 total, like pickups, whatever, like trades, you have 12.
It's funny. Like the two people that made the least amount of moves, like are in the top two spots and we've lucked out the most.
That makes me like feel bad about my, like maybe I should just like relax a little bit with the trades.
Oh man, I've been telling you for years, but we all learn in our own time. So
yeah, see, I'm still not gonna do it. I don't care. I'm gonna trade. I'm gonna try to get even more trades next year. So you know, real quick, because I don't know if you've met Evan. There's a lot of guys I'm sure you don't talk to like all that frequently. Why don't you just give us a little bit of info about yourself, Danny? What are you doing with your life right now?
I just chill in 70 degree weather year round. That's what I do.
So what do you actually do though? Because I know that's not true.
Well, what do you want me to talk about? I deliver your packages for you when you can't leave your house.
Yeah.
More specifically, I work in the warehouse. I actually don't drive a truck because I can't drive that well. But
yeah. Evan does, so I think he would take offense to that.
It all depends on what company he works for.
I'm not getting in the middle of this. I'm just not going
to
do it.
I'll put it this way: if he wears a brown jumpsuit, I got nothing to say to him. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
You guys can fight. I'd like to see you guys just fight. I was thinking more of like, I know that there's a reason that you've only done 12 moves this year. What is your life like this time of year? Just go through your week or day of how busy you are.
Okay, well, more or less like the schedule that I have through with work is just all over the place. Mm-hmm. Like they'll schedule it one thing one week the other, and it's in an industry that was kind of built to do a, you know, your typical Monday through Friday, but now just because FedEx, e-commerce, everything has just kind of exploded, and now the pandemic, it's now retail hours. And they, when the pandemic hit, 5-year projections were hit overnight and no one was really prepared for it. So everyone's just covering stuff wherever they can. Mm-hmm. And that kind of puts me in a situation where I'm working mornings one week and then nights the next week and then overnights the next week. And you know, some weeks I might only be working 30 hours, some weeks I might be working 50. it's hard to like for things related to fantasy football, because that's what we're talking about. It makes it hard to keep up to date with all that. And then also I'm taking classes at the same time, which are all online. So no professor gets to see everyone's exhausted face when they've never taught an online class before and they don't know what they're doing. Yeah.
Yeah. So, and you're doing your major in what right now?
So it's in a business major. I gonna declare it to information systems because my advisor basically, she kind of yelled at me. It was weird. Like
she called you Daniel.
She called me. She did, because it's like, that's my official name on all the paperwork. But like, I don't know. She did this weird thing where it was like, I was just assigned to be a general business major just because like, well, I mean, that seems the most applicable, like it applies to the most areas.
Yeah.
And she was kind of like, she reaffirmed a point that I kind of already knew, where it was like, why are you doing just a general business major? You're going to take like one class in marketing, one class in accounting, one class in HR, one class in information systems management, whatever. And that's just a taste of everything. And you're going to get that in the business world, wherever you work for pretty much. Mm. So like this degree is just a credential at that point. Like specialize in something, like become an expert in something, like this degree, like all it will be to you is a credential in business, and that's it. And so like, if you specialize in something, it's not going to add anything to your workload because you haven't declared the major yet, but like it will actually show that you're, you know, proficient or an expert in something. Mm-hmm. So they're like, she was like more of an advocate for doing like management information systems, which she, I guess, is the advisor for that department. So I feel like I got kind of bullied a little bit into doing like that. I mean, like, I haven't declared anything yet, but that's kind of like where they're at. Whenever I declare it, I'll be in school for probably like maybe another year. That's it.
So the bottom line is that Danny does not do anything other than work, sleep, and go to school
for the most part.
Zoom meetings and stuff. But yeah, no. And you've been like that for like the last 10 years. So,
I mean, I've gone to school, like before I moved to San Diego, I was going to school off and on. Like, I think I went for a year. And then after that, it was like, I went and took like two classes, like a year, maybe for like 4 years, just kind of like slowly gnawing away at it. And yeah, for like 2013 to 2016, I basically was like, I took a class here and there, but it was basically nothing. But when I moved, I was like, you know what? I have this just sitting here. I need to knock it out.
Gotcha. Well, now that, you know, nobody's going to have to ask, I wonder how Danny's doing. We all know you're doing well, but you're busy and you're tired. You ready to get into some fantasy football talk?
Absolutely.
So yeah, the way we're going to do this is let's just go through the ranks and, let's just go through everyone's team. And I just want to hear your opinion, your thoughts, you know, what you think, other than Evan, like if you have any thought of like, hey, maybe they should trade for this kind of guy or something. If you do that, then sometimes I can like be quick and be like, oh, what about this guy for this guy on this team? Let's go from the bottom up. So you'll be the last because currently, I'm going by the standings as of right now, they have not updated for week 12 yet because of the stinking Steelers game. So we're going by standings from week 11. Let's start with Evan, still better than the Jets, out of the playoffs, but I look at his team and I'm like, yeah, it's not a bad team at all. Like, but I mean
what
happened with that?
Well, I mean, like he landed, I don't know when this happened, but cause like I'm busy, but like he landed with Josh Jacobs, which was my guy for the longest time that I believe mm-hmm. I traded to you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I mean, other than that, the people who are really going to score you points just aren't there. I mean, he's got like one decent receiver, it looks like, and Justin Jefferson. I mean, you have a number four tight end. What's that going to do for you once you get past like Kelce and Mark Andrews and Gronkowski? Like, they're not going to get you a lot of points. So, and then like the defense, like that's going to be hit and miss no matter what. Other than that, like, I think everything else is like where is it? Because I'm looking at him right now. He's got number 11 kicker. We'll ignore that.
Yeah.
If we're looking at receivers, quarterbacks, he doesn't really have anything top 10 other than that. So, Josh Jacobs, which wasn't there really to help him for very long. And then Justin Jeffries, that's about it.
So he's had Josh Jacobs for a week. And so here's the thing with Evan's team is he has Michael Thomas and Julio Jones. Like, name value, awesome. But those guys have both been hurt like all year. And he's had Julio since week one. I traded him Julio either before week one or right after week one. He's had Michael Thomas. He had him for most of the year. I had him for a little bit. And then I traded him back to Evan. He's just like, it's just been injuries. But like,
yeah,
I mean, Josh Jacobs, Michael Thomas, Julio Jones, Raheem Mostert has actually been very good. He went off this for, I guess, did he go off this week? I thought he had a pretty decent week. He had a 9-point week, so he didn't go off. but I mean, like, his team looks fine. It's just, you know, he had to wait so long with some of these guys just going out and out for so long that it just ruined him. And he didn't get the best of some of these matchups. I mean, just looking at his schedule there, it's like,
I mean, for the heck of it, I just went back and I went back to look at his what he started with, like his draft. Yeah. And that's where I think it kind of hurt him a little bit. I mean, like he's got some players that looked like they might have done well, but I mean, at the same time, it was sort of a roll of the dice. I mean, like Jimmy, Derek, I mean, those guys, yeah, one went to a Super Bowl, one's a decent player, but he's not really that good for fantasy value. That's, I think, the distinguishing factor. I mean, he had Cooper Kupp at one point, Julio Jones, like you said. I mean, like, he did an overall a decent draft, like middle of the pack draft. But I mean, at when I look at that roster, you only need one thing to go wrong, and then you're in trouble.
One thing that I was just noticing looking at his games is, you know, like with you and Alex, like you've both got pretty fortunate with some of your matchups. Like you've won, but you've only scored 120 points or whatever. I look at Evan's team, and here's just some of the numbers that his opponent scored in his losses: 155, 185, 149, 198, 163, 165. Like when he's losing, it's not necessarily like he's just getting like the high scores, you know, whereas you scored, we were just talking about this, like one person that you played recently scored like 100. I think it was, that was this week. And then the other two, your last three games have both scored under 100. Like if Evan gets those matchups instead, I think he was one of those matchups. But like he might be in the playoffs, but
right.
You know what? It is what it is. That's nothing, you know, it's not his fault. It's fantasy football.
That's how it goes. Yeah.
But I did think that was interesting that like he didn't get those matchups. Like, and the one that he won, or one of the ones he won, he had to score 178 points. And his opponent scored 165. Like, he had to score that. His other win was 133 points, which, you know, isn't like amazing, but you know, 133 points can get you a few wins. But yeah, bad matchups, health issues. Do you want to give him any trash talk, or do you just not know him well enough to do that? He works for UPS, so you should.
Is he a Blazer fan?
Big Blazer fan.
Okay, then he's fine. Like yeah. we'll let him go.
No, Evan was the guy that I split the season tickets with after you left.
Oh wait, so he's my replacement.
Moving on, we got Junie's team.
Okay, well, I got something we can talk about later.
Okay. Junie's team currently is ranked 9th. I think that'll change. I'm not sure because he beat the crap out of me and Zach lost. What is your take on Junie's team?
He, you know, there's not a lot of Seahawk love in the world, especially mm-hmm. down here, so I feel like I ought to be kind of nice to him. But I mean, I don't know. I mean, I feel like I felt like he was going to be one of the better teams. Like right. I really felt like, I mean, he started off with Aaron Rodgers, Cam Newton, Ezekiel Elliott, Aaron Jones, Hopkins. What happened? Like,
yeah.
What happened? And he had like receivers for New Orleans on his bench, like he picked up Fournette, and like I mean it was looking good, so I don't know what happened. But back to where things are now, I mean he's got Metcalf, he's got Fuller, who's well suspended. Yeah. You mentioned that earlier off the phone. I don't know. I mean, I feel like he's kind of like where he should be in the rankings with the team I'm looking at right now. I mean, not a lot of people that are top 20, not a lot of people that are top 10 that in positions that are really going to get you mm-hmm. points. He basically needs to count on someone having a really good week or one of his better players just going off, but his team stinks. Yeah.
My question for you, I mean, hey, you're number one in the league, so you know all. If you were him, would you trade one of your running backs? I mean, it's hard to trade Aaron Jones, but would you try to trade one of them for a receiver? Because, okay, Will Fuller's out. So now his receivers are Metcalf.
Okay, so like
Antonio Brown and Marvin Jones, I guess he's got Aguilar on his bench. Like, do you think it would make sense for, because he's got Eckler that just came back. So if you said, okay, trade Eckler and get a receiver back, is that the play, or do you just ride it out and have Eckler, Carson, Jones and hope that they can carry you?
Okay, well, I mean, I'm looking at his because I miss the fact that he has Lamar Jackson on COVID IR.
Yeah, but Lamar Jackson has not been that great.
That's why I got rid of him.
he's going to get you 20 points a week, but he is not doing what he was doing last year.
No, not at all. But I mean, my whole thing is that you gotta fill the spot that's being held by like the 45th ranked running back in Eckler. You gotta fill the 25th spot of Fitzpatrick if you're not gonna have Lamar. You gotta fill the 37th spot for Zach Ertz. Like, you gotta fix that. So I would say, like, I wouldn't say get rid of Aaron Jones because that guy can get you a lot.
Yeah. I mean, and Eckler is only ranked 45 on the power rank because he was hurt for like 10 weeks. So, you know, rest of season, he might be a top 15 running back.
Yeah.
You know, I think that's the value. If you're going to trade Eckler, that's the value. So do you say, I mean, so replace Fitzpatrick with Lamar, you know, and there's talk of Carson Wentz getting benched. So that's a little bit of a worry. But I guess for me, it's like, there's going to be like, you can put Fournette in there if you have to, but maybe trade Eckler, get like a top 15, 20 receiver to have in there so that you don't have to play. I mean, right now his fourth receiver would be Nelson Agholor. You don't want to play Marvin Jones.
I don't think Junie's going to do it. It was hard enough for me to go ahead and do it, but there's enough teams out there that have more than they need in some areas. Mm-hmm. And DK Metcalf, his stock is really high right now. He's getting a lot of positive attention. People are calling him like Calvin Johnson 2.0. He's a beast. Like, he's not what any of us expected him to be.
Yeah.
I would move him. Like, if you're like on the crest of like not making the playoffs, or you're concerned about having to go up against, well, no, he probably won't. Okay. No, there's still a possibility that whoever is in the eighth spot is going to have to go up against Tristan. And if you want to have any chance of like having any sort of chance of beating him, you need to get some more consistent players on your team. And I think Metcalf is your ticket to get that. Okay. I don't really know if you want to get rid of Aaron Jones at this point.
So I don't, obviously you don't get rid of both of them, but I think they're both interesting. I'm looking at Zach's team right now because I don't know if they'll want to try to make a trade with each other because one of them's making the playoffs. One of them's not. It's between those two. But if he wanted to, you could say, okay, Junie trades Metcalf or Jones, not both, one of them for Zach's Mike Evans. And if DeAndre Swift is healthy after his concussion, DeAndre Swift, because DeAndre Swift right now, you know, he's ranked the 21st, but he is trending way up. Like he's going to get it rolling pretty soon. You know, like do you go for a 2-for-1 there? Who does that trade? Like, who says no to that?
Here's the thing. Like, I'm not, if I'm trying to play strategy here, like this is just me playing strategy. I think what the trade you offered is a good trade, but like, I'm not, if I'm Junie, I'm not trying to trade with either Santi or I'm not trying to trade with Zach, because like you could potentially be helping their teams, and they're the teams that you need to get ahead of right now if you want to make the playoffs. Well, so I would trade with anybody, you know, you and above, between you and me, like any of those teams I would be trading with right now. And they're the ones that are going to be the most likely to have, you know, stuff in their roster that is willing to part with maybe one or two role players to take a guy like DK Metcalf. Cause you got to also look at it, like when you're getting high enough into the playoffs, if you have a lot of players on your team that are going to start benching people, then you don't want to deal with that. DK Metcalf is going to be a good person to part with because people are going to want a Seahawk player. That's good because the NFC West is stacked right now, and they're all going to be fighting for that playoff spot to the very end.
All right, let's keep it rolling. Let's go to Zach's team. You touched his Wilson.
I did.
That's a funny. I loved that team name when I first saw it. I LOL'd in real life. Man, he's had a rough year with so Chubb. He had Chubb. He drafted Chubb in his second round, I believe, and Chubb was out for quite a while. He lost Barkley. he lost Odell. So between, you know, 1, 2, 3, 4, all four of those rounds, first through fourth, he lost three of them for basically the year. He did get a little bit out of Chubb, but like for basically the year. And so, you know what, like, in my opinion, I give Zach a lot of crap, but for him to even be in playoff contention right now, I'm proud of him. Like, losing your top four picks, basically, that could really just be like, you know what, I'm not focused on this league this year. I'm done. I mean, you know, I'm done in this league right now. I'm just going to play it out. But he's been making moves, and I'm proud of him for that. But I look at his team right now, and it's like, I don't know if I want this. Like, between his team and Junie's team, I would rather have Junie's team in the playoffs, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I get where you're coming from. I tend to agree. I mean, Zach definitely has more players that you'd be worried about going off, especially having Russell Wilson on there. I mean, he and Tyler Lockett, because Russell Wilson seems to, like, pick either Lockett or Metcalf for a game, right? And just only goes to them.
Yeah.
So if Russell goes off and he gives it to Lockett, you're done. Yeah. And you just need every other player to do their part, and then you're not going to beat them.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Mike Evans has been people can talk all the crap they want about Mike Evans. He's the 15th ranked receiver this year right now, and that's probably exactly where he deserves to be. So I think Mike Evans is fine. He's a touchdown machine. But, like,
he's goal line, yeah.
He's rolling out, like, his starting running backs are Zach Moss, Le'Veon Bell, and Ronald Jones. And Ronald Jones is good. I'm happy with that. So let's put him as his RB1. But then, like, Zach Moss and Le'Veon Bell right now, Swift is still out with his concussion at this, you know, time of this recording on Wednesday. So that worries me a lot.
yeah.
You know, Folgum has been crap basically since I traded him. And Marquise Brown had a good week this week. He had a 70-yard touchdown, but, you know, he's the 59th ranked wide receiver. You can't really count on that.
Yeah. I mean, anyone who's, like, above 40 is going to have those weeks where they do really well, and then those weeks when they get you 2 points.
Yeah. That's about it. So is your strategy kind of like with Junie's of trade one for many, you know, trade one player for two good players? Does that apply to Zach too?
I don't know. I don't know what to do if you're Zach. I mean, because the thing is, the players you're looking at having to part with, likely, that is going to draw any attention to do something like that is going to be Russell Wilson or Tyler Lockett. Yeah, and he's not going to want to do that. I mean, you might be able to convince him to do Tyler Lockett if he gets a really good deal. But, yeah. I mean, you know, maybe package it with Mike Evans and you might be able to get three decent players. But
yeah.
Well, I don't know.
And this is why I don't like Tyler Lockett as a fantasy player. He's a good receiver in real life. But, okay, just a couple of his lines. He had a 35-point week 1 week. He had a 50-point week 1 week. But other than that, his highest point has been 13. And of that, so he's had two 13s and a 10, and the rest have been less than 10. So that's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of 12 weeks that he's scored less than 10 fantasy points. And then, you know, 1 week with 10 and 2 weeks with 13. It's just, I don't know.
Yeah.
I don't like having Lockett.
He's a good wide receiver too.
Yeah. Like a boomer bust. Like if he's your second guy, or third guy, you're fine. But man, you can't count on that guy.
No. I mean, I love him as a Seahawk. I mentioned before, you know, fantasy, there's a difference between being a good player in real life and having fantasy value, yeah. Which is why I like Derek Carr in real life. I just don't like him in fantasy at all.
Hey, I'll trade him too.
I don't want him.
Sonny's team is up next. One of the more, I don't know what to say about it, because he started off bad this year. Like, I remember I ranked him like 9th at one point. And he's turning around, and now he's a scary first round playoff opponent, because he will make it. I'll talk about it with Evan. I do have the list of who's definitely in just based off tiebreakers and everything. And he is in no matter what. So are you nervous to play Sonny in the first round? And if so, why?
If I have my team healthy, I'm not nervous. If I'm missing just one of the guys that, you would want to have in my starting lineup, yeah. Just because his team, I mean, you're looking at like where they're, if you're just looking at purely where they're ranked, I mean, he's got multiple guys in key positions that are top 10, and a lot of them are top five. And I just don't even want to, it's one of those things where I know that it could, his team could be boom or bust. It could be
Sure.
just, his team just gets him a modest amount of points, like maybe like 130 to 140. Like, not good, not bad, but like, it's enough where if the other team has a good week, you're going to lose. So I don't really. Do I want, like, of the playoff teams that, of the people who can make the playoffs right now, I would rather be playing Junior Zach before I would play Santi.
Oh yeah. Yeah, definitely.
Easily. But like, do it, and the thing is, I'm a, just statistically wise, my team is middle of the pack. So it's like, I feel like my team, it would be a toss up between me and him, but I would actually give the edge to Sonny at this point, just because I've been dealing with injuries left and right. Like, I traded for Todd Gurley and he's been, he hasn't, he's been injured left and
Yeah.
right. Thankfully, his injury isn't like terrible, but like, I just don't know what I'm gonna get from him.
Yeah. I look at Sonny's team too, and Joe Mixon will maybe possibly, I haven't, yeah, he will probably be ready week 14, which is the first week of the fantasy playoffs. So,
Yeah.
and Mixon, when healthy, he doesn't always produce like it, but he's typically, as far as expert consensus rankings, a top 15 guy. So you have him back, and then he has a RB, I mean, that's his RB1, but a decent running back to go with, the number two and the number six ranked quarterback,
Yeah, well, I mean, like,
and his receivers, three top 10 receivers right now.
I mean, I'd be disappointed about Mixon right now. I would have been really good on, been high on keeping him until he came back healthy, but I, who's the backup for Cincinnati right now?
Gio Bernard.
Well, no, for at QB.
Oh, at QB. Oh, pfft, man, I don't know. It's some guy that nobody's ever heard of.
Yeah, that I think that's gonna his injury in that QB. He's gonna
Yeah.
if he comes back, he's they're gonna focus on Mixon. Like, you know that they're gonna put a lot of emphasis on him, and that's just gonna hurt him.
Brandon Allen.
I don't know. I mean, like, hopefully he Mixon does well, but I mean, I don't know. I'd be nervous to start him right off the bat, especially if he comes back week one of the playoffs, and I have another guy who has been getting me points, kind of.
Yeah.
Because last thing I want is like Joe Mixon to walk into the field and realize he's getting smoked, and then just like, I'm not feeling well, I'm gonna leave, you
So
know?
if Joe Mixon is your like flex, your RB2, you're like, oh, okay, fine. But yeah, if he's your RB, if he's like your on paper your best running back, yeah, you're probably a little nervous. But it's been the same with Sonny all season. Like, he's got the rest, he's got the receivers and the quarterbacks.
Yeah.
So if he's gonna have to sacrifice at one spot, it's clearly running back. But you know what? If he's that scary everywhere else, then he can definitely make some noise in the playoffs. That being said, I've been trying to get, and we're currently in negotiations, I've been trying to get him to trade one of his receivers for any run. It doesn't have to be to me, but like, go get yourself another running back. Play it off like, get yourself a waiver wire wide receiver that you can plug in as your third receiver and roll out Adams, AJ Brown and Juju Smith-Schuster, and he's got Terry McLaurin. I'm personally saying trade away Terry McLaurin because he's currently like a top 15 to 10 guy, and get yourself like an RB2, like a solid RB2. And
Yeah,
yeah, go
I
with the
mean he
waiver wire registry, right?
yeah, I mean like the thing is even though he's got Gallup on his bench, I mean that's 50 and when, like we're stacked this is a league where we're stacked with running backs whether it's on your lineup or your flex. I mean 50's not that bad. I mean if you
No.
had to sacrifice a little bit of talent in your wide receivers to get a better running back,
Yeah.
I'd say go for it.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm in agreement, but he, for him, he's like, you know what? I'm thinking I'm going to roll it out with Mixon. I don't know, but we'll go to my team now. Just I'll put it out there. I'm okay with my team right now. I just made a trade
Sure about
to
that.
get, I'm okay with it right now. I do not like my quarterbacks. I did just trade away Keenan Allen for a running back. I got Kareem Hunt back. So now I got both Cleveland running backs, which, you know what? Someone, I'm not going to name it, texted me and was like, why would you do that, you idiot? And I'm just going to say that Cleveland runs the ball a lot. Cleveland in the winter, you can't throw the ball there. You know, their running backs are going to do well. Here's their next opponents. They've got Tennessee, Baltimore, the Giants, the Jets, and the Steelers. Those might not be, you know, a few of those games will probably be bad weather games. So if I'm going to get the best two running backs who basically split touches on a team that runs heavy, I'm okay with that. That being said, I will trade either of them. I'm not married to either of them.
But you're not married to any of your players, man. Dude, 55 trade. You know how many times over you could have traded your team just based on the moves you've made?
Oh, I'm going to talk about that in a podcast towards the end of the year. But okay. Yeah, I mean, I think my only guy that I still have from week one, I did draft Sterling Shepard. He has been like traded and dropped and all that. I did draft him. I have him now. And Diggs. I drafted Diggs. And that's it.
Wow. Why did you hold on to Diggs? I'm just curious.
I traded him and then I got him back. And why did I hang on to Diggs is because he has the big play potential. Like when he was in Minnesota, he had like that huge big game potential. He was kind of like Lockett, you know, like mm-hmm. he could have like yeah. crazy games because of big plays. But now that he's in Buffalo, it's like he has a floor. You know, he had his worst week of the year this week. He had 4 points, but Josh Allen looks for him a lot. So that's why I kept him. He's been solid, like a bunch of games with 15, a few games with 10. He's been really solid. So I really like Diggs. And when I've watched Buffalo, it seems like he's getting targeted a lot. How do you feel about my team going forward? Because I am officially in the playoffs.
You know, I don't know. You don't know what your team's going to be like 1 week to the next. So, yeah, I mean, yeah. As it stands right now, I mean, your team's okay. I mean, it's going to be one of those, you know, yeah. does it show up or does it not? Because yeah. like you got good players. I mean, like yeah. You have to have decent QBs and you got decent QBs. You don't have to have the best QBs as long as you got other strong mm-hmm. players in other positions. I mean, like Stiggs is going to, you got Hopkins, you got Allen, you got Diggs. I mean, like they all got good QBs right now and that's yeah. really good. You got, yeah. I'm surprised Green Bay tight end, like that he ended up being the number two tight end.
Yeah.
I'm surprised about that, but so, I mean, your team's good. I mean, I wouldn't sweat too much about it. I mean, it's, you could easily get smoked in the first round mm-hmm. of the playoffs, or you could just manage your way and then like just end up playing Tristan and smoke him. Like,
yeah,
you never know.
That's fantasy football though. I mean, any week,
you know, I'm just talking about your team. Like I can't yeah. even like stay on top of your team, man. It's,
I know. And just so that anyone listening to this knows, I would like an upgrade at quarterback if I can get it. I traded Keenan Allen away, I have a plethora of running backs. I would happily trade. So right now I have Gaskin, who is coming back, Clyde Edwards-Helaire, who, you know what, he had a bad game against Tampa Bay. Like, what did you expect? And then I'll have Nick Chubb, Wayne Gallman, Kareem Hunt. I'm not going to trade Gallman because I don't think I could get the value that I feel like he's worth back. But any of those other four are tradable. I would like a quarterback. I would like a wide receiver. Might be hard for people to get, you know, Diggs or Hopkins from me, but it's not off the table. Moving forward, who is next? Let's go back to the standings here. Scott, home sweet Mahomes.
So, I was actually looking at his team a lot before we started.
Not bad, right?
I'm jealous of his team. His team is the team that I wanted to have and maintain. Like I perfectly envisioned Lamar Jackson and Russell Wilson being potentially 1 and 2. Sure, like potentially.
Sure. Yeah, yeah.
If not, they was gonna be like, they were all gonna land somewhere between 1 and 4, maybe 5. And then I had, who did I gotta look back, who did I have at the beginning of the year for
Derrick Henry?
I did, but I traded him for who again?
Josh Jacobs and Lamar Jackson. You got Lamar Jackson.
Okay, yeah, okay, that's how and I trade Tom Brady, that's right.
Right.
Yeah, that, okay, I regret that trade. I'll just put that out there.
Yeah, we've talked about that a lot on the podcast.
I know you have. I think I turned off one of the podcasts when you guys were just roasting me. I was like, you know what? I got to do homework.
Awesome.
Yeah, it's not funny. It's not funny.
It is really funny. No.
It's not funny.
Okay, but his receivers. But look at Scott's receivers. Like, okay, I get it. His quarterbacks.
His running backs are
both
great.
Both are top five. Both his starting running backs are top five. His bench is like, whatever. He's got Thielen, so we're going to talk about Thielen. But
he's got a good handcuff in Murray. Like, I also kind of wanted to accomplish that, but I never seemed to. But,
is his team with the receivers he has? You know, because Tyler Boyd's value has gone down with Burrow out. Michael Pittman Jr., he had a couple good weeks, and this week he scores 2 points. Sammy Watkins, like, dude, who knows? Who knows? I mean, Tyreek Hill had such a big game against Tampa Bay, but, like, I don't know what to think of Sammy Watkins right now. And then Cole Beasley, 6 points. So, sure, let's just throw in Thielen for Watkins. Thielen, Beasley, Pittman Jr., Boyd. Does that scare you?
Who's he in Thielen from?
Thielen's on his IR spot right now because he had COVID.
I never scroll down far enough. But yeah, if Thielen comes back, I don't think he has to worry about making noise in the league at all. He could probably even take on Tristan. No, I mean, I'm serious because, like, Alvin Kamara, like, yeah, he's going to get all the attention because Drew Brees is out. But, I mean, the backup QB, who's the backup QB again for New Orleans?
Taysom Hill.
Oh, okay. For whatever reason, I was still thinking Teddy Bridgewater was on that team. I don't know why I have Teddy Bridgewater on my team. I mean, yeah, it's finals week next week. Okay, I'm sorry.
Okay.
No, I mean, he's got players that, like, can easily go off if they have a good week. I mean, like, Patrick Mahomes, 3-point game. Josh Allen, 30-point game. Kamara has a good game, 25, 30 points. Robinson has a good game, you know, 25, 30 points. You got 120 points right there from four players. And all you need is, like, other guys to contribute. So you have, like, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 other positions to contribute. If they give you 5 points each at that point, how many points does that get you? You're going to have another 40 add to that. That's 160. That's enough to beat most teams most weeks.
Sure. Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I mean, like, if he doesn't need – and, like, and if you add Thielen to that, Thielen's probably going to get more than 5 points.
Yeah.
So, I mean, if those guys show up, which, I mean, getting all four of your guys to show up in 1 week is kind of hard, but, like, you're also saying that every other player is only going to score a minimum of 5 points. So, I mean, I think he can – compete with just about anybody, especially when he gets Thielen back and he doesn't lose anybody else to injury. I'm not too worried about Kamara missing Breeze right now.
Yeah. Well, and you know, Kamara is questionable, but you know, hey, he's got Murray, so he's going to be fine. Next up, funny, Tristan is next up right now. I know that he'll go up after the standings reset. You know, he's been like the favorite pretty much since week 4 or 5. He like really
he knows how to trade.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. That Derrick Henry thing, that's gonna hurt you for a long time. But so look at his team. Subtract Kareem Hunt. Put in Keenan Allen. It's scary, man, because now he can throw in Damian Harris, who's had couple good weeks back to back. Well, last week wasn't great, but he has potential. I mean, number one seed and favorite to win it all, right?
I realized I was looking at his roster for week 12. So I was getting confused when you were saying, like, add this player, take this player. I was like, what?
Sure. Yeah.
No, I mean, his. It's a good team.
Yeah.
There's really. Yeah. I would have kept Tom Brady if I would have had a little more confidence that he was going to produce like he was. Like, I was really worried about him just going into a new system. Like, I knew he was going to get points. I knew he was going to probably be like top 15 at least. True. But I was really worried that he could just fall off the face of the earth.
Well,
like that's what I was worried about, just because, like, you look back in history to a lot of players, minus Peyton Manning, that, like, spent their whole careers in one city, and then, like, at the very end of their career, they go elsewhere. They don't do very much, typically. Few exceptions, but.
Well, and I'll just point out, like, after you guys did that trade, that trade was not, like, about Brady or anything. It was you were getting Lamar Jackson, who was supposed to be – easily the number one QB. And you got Josh Jacobs, who, I'm not looking at his stats right now, but I remember he was like a top five back for quite a while. I mean, the volume, that dude just gets 20 yeah. carries a week no matter what. So you're thinking, okay, he's a top five back. Derrick Henry's probably a top five back. But, man, Lamar Jackson's going to be so much better than Brady that, you know, I'm going to win this trade, which you were winning that trade for a few weeks. But it's
fancy football. Yeah.
Derrick Henry is just ridiculous. So, bottom line for Tristan's team, you know, obviously the favorite, but hey, fancy football, like you said, anything can happen in the playoffs. And I think actually a matchup with him and Scott in the second round, it would have to be.
Yeah.
It would be pretty interesting. Let's keep going. We got to get out so that Evan can come in, but we got Jason next.
Does Tristan have any desire to trade right now?
I don't think so. He really wanted to get that like fourth receiver, like someone good in that receiver spot. And that's what he did. And he had to get rid of Kareem Hunt, which I know I was a little surprised when he accepted that trade, just because I thought he valued Kareem Hunt like a top 10 running back. But, you know, I guess with Chubb out or with Chubb back in, his value of him went down, and he desperately wanted that next receiver. So,
yeah,
I don't think he's doing anything.
Yeah.
I look at Jason's team though, and like the very first thing I notice when I click on his team, he's got like six questionable players right now. What the is Jason truly like a top three seed? Because other than, I don't know, like his team makes me a little bit nervous, other than like Tyreek Hill and Dalvin Cook.
All right. I mean, I'll put it this way. I think Jason, Scott, and Tristan are the top three teams.
Oh, okay. So you do like him.
No, I do like him. It's just that I think one of the biggest question marks to their standing in the league is going to be Jason. Because we already know that, like, me and Alex have just gotten fortunate. We've already established that. I'm not going to sugarcoat it. Like, there's been a lot of weeks where I just looked at my phone and I'm like, oh, okay, that's great.
Yeah.
But, I completely forgot to set my lineup, but I still won. But the he's got players in there. His QBs, I don't like them at all. He's got two good running backs, but like Ezekiel Elliott, he's in a very unstable environment right now.
Yeah.
Dalvin Cook, I mean, if Dalvin Cook and Tyreek Hill both have bad games, he's not going to win. I feel like,
sure.
Especially in the playoffs. So yeah. I don't know. I like him. I like his team, but so, like you only need one wrench in it to throw the whole thing off.
I'm looking at rest of season rankings on Fantasy Pros right now. So for the strength of schedule in the playoffs is kind of something I've been looking at. Tyreek Hill has what they're saying is a 4-star, an easy schedule. Dalvin Cook has 0 stars, like a very difficult schedule. So let's just see who Dalvin Cook is also one of those guys who's questionable right now. He's got Jacksonville, but man, the defenses he's about to play starting the playoffs: Tampa Bay, Chicago, and New Orleans.
Yikes. Yeah.
Best player, like, that's tough, man.
Yeah, that'd be questionable for sure. I mean, Tyreek Hill's a receiver. I mean, like, yeah, he's been consistent, but it's a receiver position. That position can, you know, disappear.
Yeah. I mean, you say he's been consistent, but, you know, this year he's had multiple games of 12 points, a game of 14, a game of 2 points, a game of 11 points. So, and that's not going to win you the week if he has 11 points. Like if Dalvin Cook has a bad game and then Tyreek Hill has an average, you know, 12, 14, 15 point game, I'm worried about Jason's team in the playoffs. Hopefully he can draw some matchups. And the team that I'm probably the most worried about in the playoffs is Alex's team, who's up next. Like, just sum up Alex's team for me, because we were talking a bit about it before we started recording. Like,
let me pull up his team again, because I lost it.
It should be lost.
I don't know where it went. Okay, here we go. I don't know why he's going to start me off at week 12 for every team. It's not good. Nope. He's got the number two tight end, but that's it. That's the only thing he has to his team right now. I mean, Matthew Stafford and Phillip Rivers, I mean, they're going to go into the Hall of Fame, but they're not doing well this year as far as fantasy is concerned. Right, I mean, right. He's got like all these players that are like ranked around 20, which isn't bad, but that's not good either. You're going to have weeks where they come out and you're going to have weeks when they get you like 3 points. his point total, what's his point total for you? 1362. That's like only third, right? Third in points.
For Alex's team.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I'll give it to you right now. He is seventh in total points.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So he's like third worst. Yeah.
But he has the least points allowed by a lot, or points against. Sorry, least points against by a lot. He's at 1327. Like next is Scott with 118 or 115 points. More points scored against Scott than Alex, and that's next against him. Into perspective, Evan has had 352 more points scored against him this season.
Yeah, and like I don't know what moves he's made, but like I see he has Cooper Kupp, which he obviously obtained that through a trade, it looks like. Yeah. But like his roster, it's like he's got three LA Rams on there. I'm just noticing that right now. Like three players from the same team in his starting lineup.
Yeah.
That's no. He's got two Detroit players. He's got, I don't know, maybe if he got McCaffrey back and maybe if Drew Brees came back miraculously and he's still in the playoffs, he might make a tad bit of noise. But no, it's not.
So odds are he's going to get about third. He's going to be about third ranked in the playoffs standings, which is going to put him against like me, Sonny, Scott, perhaps. I'm not.
He should sure win.
Those guys in. So he like, yeah, I think Alex is a first round exit no matter what. And then we got your team. We're going to wrap it up with you. Evan's in the old waiting room.
I got nothing but good things to say about my team.
Okay. Let me give you a second. tell me why your team is going to win the fantasy Black Ghost Fantasy League championship this year, which will get you, Danny, a ticket home and a ticket back to San Diego, a ticket to Portland, plus a custom jersey with your last name, or a player if you would rather do it that way, of a Green Bay jersey, because I'm not doing Seattle again, that's for sure.
It bothers me that like you told me no Seattle and you got a Seattle jersey.
Well, okay, you have options. Jason is a loyal one fan, you know, he is only a Seahawks fan. You're you like the Seahawks, but you also root for the Packers and the Cowboys, so and you know, I'm sure you're rooting for one of those LA teams now because you're like that, but it will be a Green Bay jersey, which I'm more than happy to do.
I can't root for the Chargers here. They'll burn me alive. They're still bitter about it here.
Oh, yeah, that's true. So you're going to win it all, though, yeah?
No, I was just saying that to lead up to it. I need how the season has gone for me from this point to continue into the playoffs. And that's not going to really happen. I mean, like, chances get a lot better if Todd Gurley comes back and, you know, I stop putting Kenny Galladay in there. Like it keeps telling me every week that he's going to play and that he doesn't play.
Right.
Which if I had the ability to pay more attention to it, I would be able to jump in and like, you know, fix it. But like, I'm usually not awake by the time the game starts. Since I'm going to be ranked up there pretty high, I'll probably end up playing Junior or Zach or who's the other team? Sonny, maybe. Sonny.
It'll depend. If you're the one seed, you're probably going to get Zach or Junior. If you're the two seed, you're probably going to get me or Sonny.
If I can maintain the number one seed, because I'm going to be solely in first place this week, I just have to win next week. I don't even know who I'm playing next week, but
yeah.
If I play Zach or Junior, I'll probably win the first round, but then and I had to start sweating going into the rounds after that.
Gotcha. All right, man. We're gonna kick you out now. We're gonna get Evan in there. But before we do, who is winning? Just your prediction.
Who's winning?
Who's going to win the whole thing?
I think it's going to be Scott. I'm going for a little reach.
Oh, okay.
It's just because as long as those players that we talked about earlier, his QBs and his RBs show up, I think that's all you'll need. You'll just need those other guys to contribute a modest amount of points.
Yeah.
Like, you know, around 5 or more than 5, anywhere from 5 to 10 points. If those 4 players show up or just do what they need to do, he can win almost any week. And cool. Keep in mind, he's like, yeah, Tristan's been running up the score. He's had really good weeks, but you know, I'm just depending on when everything happens, you know, who's going to rest their players for the playoffs. I'm thinking that, you know, if it plays in Scott's favor, that it's going to open the door for him to win.
Gotcha. All right. Well, hey, it was fun having you on. That was awesome. We'll get you in after you get bounced out of the playoffs.
All right. Thanks, Trick.
All right, buddy. I'll talk to you later.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. All right, Evan, you're in. Well, you're out, but you're in the podcast right now. You know, you're out of the season. You took it all the way down to the second to last week, you know, and hey, even if Tyreek Hill didn't have 62 points, Junie got the win, so it wouldn't have mattered. It is what it is. You can start focusing on basketball. It's great. But, you know, I kind of wanted to have you on to do a little season in review. And you know, now that you're an unbiased party, we can talk about some playoff projections if that's something you want to do.
Yeah, I'm ready to talk some smack on all these teams that are way better than me.
Well, I mean, Danny and I were just talking like, man, Evan's team is not as bad as it, you know, is in the standings. Like, yeah. I went through, you know, people are going to have heard this again, but I went through and like looked at like when you got beat, like you didn't have those weeks where it was like, hey, I only scored 120, but my opponent scored 115. So it was okay.
Right.
Like when you got beat, it was like 160, 190, 155. Like it was always like crazy high score. And you just didn't get those weeks. And you know, combine that with injuries and you know, that's just going to happen.
Yeah. You know, I'm looking at my draft strategy this year, and I think next year I'm coming in hot. I'm going to be completely changing my draft strategy. You know, I kind of have this tendency to pick players that I love instead of going after stats, and it's obviously not working. So I'm changing it up next year for sure.
Well, you will have the cards in your hand because you will get to pick whatever draft position you want to be, you get first pick of it this year. So that's number one, and you can get whoever that's going to be, you know, then, hey, you don't have to wonder if this person's going to be taken before you, like, you know, true. I'm going to get whoever I want. I personally like to have like the third, fourth, just, you know, then I kind of know like, okay, I was going to be one of these few guys,
right.
But, you know, I don't know. There's a lot of pressure picking number one because if that goes bad, like you look like an idiot.
Yeah, I've never liked picking first. In fact, I might be throwing some trades out there for some lower draft picks.
How do you feel about the 10-11?
Not ideal. Not ideal.
Okay. some guys like – I know that Sonny's a big fan of getting the 10 because he gets 10-11. Like he doesn't know who the 9's going to be picked before him, but he knows, hey, I'm going to get 2 – solid players back to back.
That is true,
but you know, some people like that, some people don't, you know. But then if you think about it, if I pick one, then I'm getting, I believe you're getting 20 and 21 back to back too. You know, hey, whatever, you're gonna just come in and win next year, I'm sure. But you will probably be picking George Kittle.
No. Well, yeah, probably, maybe. We'll see.
You don't want to tell. You don't tell. It's fine.
Keep that close to my vest.
So the first thing I wanted to do was go through it. I, you know, you had the second most amount of moves for the season, only behind me because I have me and Tristan call it trade HD. I wanted to go through week one. You know, who was in your lineup week one versus who's in your lineup now. Because your lineup now is your lineup now. You know, you're not doing trades, you're not doing roster acquisitions.
Right.
You're just setting your lineup. So, who do you start with? Who you ended with? Quarterbacks, Jimmy Garoppolo and Derek Carr.
I had Derek Carr. I don't even remember that.
yes, you did have Derek Carr. I'm checking now. He was a waiver addition.
Oh.
Or
I should have kept him. He was pretty good this year.
Yeah, yeah, he was a waiver addition. So I guess you know what it was? It was probably because you had Daniel Jones too.
Yep.
And Daniel Jones played Pittsburgh week one. So you're like, oh. So Jimmy G, Derek Carr. this is my favorite part. Your running backs, Todd Gurley, mm-hmm. Melvin Gordon, and then in your flex, you know, running back, Devin Singletary.
Yeah.
So you're definitely upgraded from that, my friend.
Yeah, that's some ugly running backs.
amazingly, your wide receivers haven't changed much. Huh. Michael Thomas, Cooper Kupp, Julio Jones.
Nice. Oh,
and you had Tyler Higbee in there. But you had Debo on your bench. So you have a lot of those guys still. Mm-hmm. And then your boy Kittle, who, man, poor
Rip.
Kittle. You know he's still the eighth ranked tight end.
That's insane. He had two huge games, and that was pretty much it.
Yeah, still the eighth ranked tight end after being out for since week eight.
Well, you know, tight ends are really good this year, so.
Oh, they're great.
Yeah.
I mean, so, you know, there's week one. Your bench, you had, like we talked about, Daniel Jones, Debo Samuel, and then Jerry Jeudy and Antonio Gibson, who Gibson's pretty good. So I think.
Yeah, that was a bad drop. I dropped him after week one. He had a pretty poor week, and I shouldn't have. He's turned out to be really good.
Yeah, he's been good, but like, yeah. I mean, he's been kind of like okay, but bad weeks here and there. But he's great right now. So
he's coming really hot right now. So.
Yeah, that's man. Tristan, of course, Tristan's got him. Okay, and we'll now go to your this week, Matt Ryan and Alex Smith. Mm-hmm. Upgrade from Jimmy G and Derek Carr for sure.
For sure, yeah.
Mike Davis, Josh Jacobs. Well, let's just go Josh Jacobs, Raheem Mostert as your 1-2. Much better than Gurley, Melvin Gordon.
Yep.
And I would even argue Mike Davis, regardless of if McCaffrey's here, is about the same or better than Singletary because Singletary's been doing nothing.
Yeah, that's true. And
then receivers, Michael Thomas, Curtis Samuel, Justin Jefferson, Devontae Parker, but Julio's on your bench, so you know that's why you kept Julio. Curtis Samuel and Justin Jefferson, that's much better than Higbee, and I would say Jefferson's better than Cooper Kupp. Curtis Samuel is better than Higbee.
Well, and even I mean Debo should have been in the starting lineup. I didn't put him in, right. But he was better.
Well, yeah, against the Rams, I could see why you probably benched him.
And he was just coming off of an injury, so I didn't really want to just rush him in there. But, yeah, he did good.
And then your boy Hawkinson, number 4, ranked tight end. He had tight ends are terrible, but, yeah, top 5 tight end there. You got way better, actually, from week 1 to now. But
and didn't get any wins out of it.
Yeah. So, for you, you know, if we're going to say, what was the – number one reason you did not, you know, you're the last ranked team right now. Are you going to say it's injury or are you going to say it's you got the worst of the schedule? Because like I said, if you look at your all your games played, like when you lost, you didn't score terribly. It was just the other team scored incredibly. And also you had the most points scored against you for the whole league.
I'm still going to say it was the injuries because, I mean, people like Michael Thomas could have beaten or given me wins if he played like he did last year. Not having him for pretty much the entire season just kills it. Same with George Kittle. I mean, all of my injuries seem to be like, you know, 6 weeks or more, and it's hard to come back from that.
So Michael Thomas was out 7 weeks, basically 8 because week 1 he got hurt really quick.
Right.
Is there a part of you I'm very curious on this because this happens every year. It happened with Zach this year with Nick Chubb. Is there a part of you where it's like, okay, my star player got hurt. I don't want to trade him because like when he comes back he's going to be so good.
Right.
But he's going to miss 3, 4, 5, 6 weeks, whatever. But so I need to win now. Like do you regret not trading him for – I'm sure you got some good offers from people. Like,
Well, I did trade him though.
Well, you did, but it was towards the end of his injury, wasn't it? I believe.
Yeah. No, yeah, you're right. It was like 2 or 3 weeks before he came back.
So like, you know, that third week he misses and you're like, ah, he's not looking like he's going to come back like for the next couple weeks. Maybe I could get a couple guys for, you know, big name value. Like, is there a regret there? Or you just say, you know what? If you did it all over again, you probably would just do the same thing.
I probably would do the same thing just because, I mean, I didn't get any great offers, first of all, that I remember. I feel like, you know, because he hadn't stepped on the field and really proved himself, people weren't rushing out to offer a lot for him. And I mean, I guess in hindsight, you know, I'm not in the playoffs, so I obviously should have done something different. But yeah, I probably would have continued to keep him.
Yeah, I mean, and really, like, at the time, you trade Michael Thomas, who was you had the 6th or 7th pick this year?
Yeah, I think it was 6.
He was your first round draft pick.
Yeah.
So after, you know, 1 week of being, you know, basically playing for a few snaps and getting hurt and then being out for a couple of weeks, you're like, dude, he was my first round pick. Like, part of you's got to, like, no, I'm sticking this out.
Right.
But, yeah, I mean, you know, if you would have explored trades for him, like, and taken 75 cents on the dollar for him, like, maybe you're in the playoffs, but I don't know. I was just curious if you regretted, like, not, because I know I sent you a couple offers for him, but I'm sure they were crap anyway.
Yeah, I can guarantee they were.
That's fair.
I regret nothing. No regrets.
Yeah. Well, you'll be back in it next year if this tells you anything, because Alex had the number one pick. He was, you know, the worst team last year. He had the number one pick, and now look at him. He's the number one seed. So
yeah, maybe I'll auto draft next year.
Oh, that's awesome. I hope so. I hope so. Anything, you know, not smack talk related, but just anything you want to say about your team, your playoff exit, before we kind of get into the guys who are actually in the playoffs?
No, I got nothing to say about my own team. Yeah, like I said, you know, I'm going to change it up. I'm going to get a little more analytical. Listening to Scott talk on the podcast really opened my eyes, you know. I can't skate through with my basic knowledge of football on this on this league, so I'm going to have to get a little bit more serious, I guess.
Oh man. Scott was more prepared than I was. Like, that was I was like, "Oh man, like, those are some numbers." Like, I'm not fact checking him, because I guarantee you they're right. But
right,
man, like, yeah, he came out with it, and that's the reason why Scott does well in pretty much every league I've been in with him. You know, and I think the only time he's missed the playoffs in our league, in this league, was a couple of years ago. And you know what? Like, that year he was like Zach style injuries, just like.
Oh, yeah.
Worst injuries I've ever seen. So all right, let's try to figure out this playoff mess. So for everyone listening, and for you listening, whatever, how this is going to work is basically this. I had Tristan break it all down for me, because he's really good at that kind of thing. And so here's the deal. Right now, everyone except obviously you, but then Junie and Zach are fighting to make it in. Me and Sonny are guaranteed in, because we have tiebreakers head-to-head plus more overall points. Sometimes ESPN does it weird. And if, like, so for example, Junie and I are 1-1. But technically, if I lose and Junie wins this week, me and him record-wise will be tied. We believe that ESPN will revert to total points, but sometimes it gets weird. So just so that everyone's clear, Sonny and I are in no matter what. Our tiebreaker is total points. We had to adjust it 1 year. That's why I'm throwing it out there.
Oh.
Like, ESPN did something and we had to adjust it. So just make sure that's not there. So Junie and Zach, let's just look who they're playing this week. We got week 13. I wish they were playing each other,
but that would be awesome.
That would be so great. Maybe we can change it. So Zach is playing Jason and Junie is playing Tristan. So pretty tough matchups for both of them.
Yeah.
I'm going to just look at Zach's first, and I'm really just looking like, okay, who's out for Jason? Daniel Jones ain't playing, but he probably wasn't starting him anyway. Dalvin Cook is questionable, apparently. I don't know what's going on with that, but for the most part, it looks like his team is not on bye weeks. He has where's he at? Oh, he's down here. He's got DJ Moore on a bye. But you know, throw
Clay. He's got David Johnson on IR, so that's probably not gonna come off for sure.
Right. He'll probably Phillip Lindsay got hurt again. And then you look at Zach's team, and here's what I'm worried about. He's got Mike Evans and Ronald Jones on a bye.
Oh, yeah.
James Conner currently out. You know, is he going to miss multiple weeks because of COVID? I kind of doubt it. But if he's positive, I don't really know the rules on that. Like, if you're a player who does test positive, not just like a close contact.
I think it's what, 11 days of quarantine, and then like after that you have to have consecutive negative tests come back.
Yeah, so there's a chance. I mean, I guess there's a chance that he, and plus he has the cancer background, so like,
oh, so yeah, he's susceptible.
Yeah, and
high risk.
Right now DeAndre Swift is out with a concussion. Even if he plays, he's playing Chicago. So okay, let's just, you know, so basically right now he's keeping in his starting lineup Zach Moss and Le'Veon Bell, switching out Jones and putting Swift in. He doesn't even have a bench wide receiver. He has two empty bench spots. What's he doing? I don't,
waiting
I don't,
for waivers to clear.
I mean, he will have the number one waiver because he's, you know, because you're not in it, so
right,
technically he will have, but like, who's he going to get? Who's out there for him to really get on waivers? Jarvis Landry? Jarvis Landry, T. Higgins, Jerry Jeudy. Like, none of those guys are going to, like, guarantee him a win.
No.
So, are we saying Zach loses, like, pretty much no doubt?
I see it being very, very, very difficult for him to win this game.
Yeah.
He really just doesn't have another running back to put in place for Ronald Jones. I mean, DeAndre Swift has been good, but oh, right, Chicago. That's tough.
All right. So we won't get into the scenarios yet because I want to look at Junie's matchup too. So Junie plays Tristan, but with that, it's a little bit different because I think it helps Junie a little bit. Tristan's got Brady on a bye and has got Godwin's on a bye, but Godwin hasn't even done anything this year. You know, he'll put, you know, hopefully Mark Andrews is back. You put him on his flex. I have no idea what's going on with there. He had COVID, of course. So right now he's starting Taysom Hill, you know, then Antonio Gibson is coming in because he traded me Kareem Hunt. So then his wide receivers will be Ridley, Robinson, Keenan Allen, maybe DJ Chark. That's who he has right now. That might get switched out. So Tristan's team is a little undermanned, whereas Junie's team, he doesn't have Antonio Brown, and of course Will Fuller is suspended.
Wait, so what happened with Will Fuller? I actually didn't even hear about that.
Yeah, so he posted on Instagram. He went to a doctor for something. I have no idea what it was. And the doctor gave him some medication or some supplement or whatever, and told him, you know, it wasn't against, you know, a banned substance. Apparently it was.
likely story. That sounds like someone who's juicing.
So my favorite thing was Sonny texted me. He was like, yeah, okay. That's why he's had the career season so far.
Right. Now. Yeah.
So he's going to be rolling out there. Carson Eckler, Aaron Jones, great running backs. Right now he's got Lamar Jackson will probably play. So let's say Lamar Jackson and Carson Wentz. And then his receivers are where it gets weird. Like Metcalf, great. Awesome.
Yeah.
No top five. But then it's like Aguilar, Marvin Jones, and whoever he's got Zach Ertz in there right now with Evan Ingram. And then whoever his waiver pickup is, which he loves himself some Jarvis Landry. So you're thinking probably him if Zach doesn't get him.
Yeah.
Man, even with Tristan's guys on bye weeks, I still think Tristan could probably pull that one off anyway.
I think it might come down to that Chargers versus New England game. Mm-hmm. Like, if the Patriots really come down hard on Herbert, that swing it.
Yeah, because, you know, he's got Keenan Allen now. So, you know, Herbert and Keenan Allen are taken out of that game. Then I can see that. New Orleans against Ridley, who's questionable. Pittsburgh against Antonio Gibson. Yeah, yeah, I can see that too, actually.
Yeah, those are some tough matchups that he has.
Yeah. Junie's matchups. Nobody really that scares you. You know, again, Eckler against New England. Really? Yeah, I don't think not anyone else that really scares you.
No.
Well, so now let's just like go into this that Tristan told me. So for Junie to make the playoffs, all he has to do is win. Or if he loses and Zach loses, Junie has tiebreaker.
Okay.
So Zach has to win and Junie has to lose. If you're asking me, I think that it'll be the opposite, if anything.
Yeah.
Junie will win. Zach will lose.
Yeah.
And that'll put Junie in. Is that kind of what we're going with here?
I think that seems to be. Yeah, I mean, that's going to be what's going to happen for sure. There's no chance. Sorry, Zach.
All right. So now we've established our eight. As it sits right now, Danny, Jason, Alex, Tristan, Scott, me, Sonny, Junie. That's our eight.
Okay.
I'm going to go into two different possible playoff brackets. Let's go into two different playoff brackets and just see what you have to say. I will replace Zach with Junie. So round one, me versus Tristan.
Am I supposed to talk now? You're going to get eliminated.
Yeah. Okay. Scott versus Alex.
That's a closer one. I'm going to go with Scott. I think his knowledge is going to somehow pull him through.
Jason, Sonny.
I got Jason.
And Danny Junie.
That's a tough one.
Yeah, it gets a little interesting there.
Yeah, I just clicked on the wrong team. I'm going to go with Danny because I said Junie wouldn't even make the playoffs, so I can't be saying he's going to win a first round.
Sure. All right. And round two, Tristan Scott.
Tristan.
And just for what it's worth, I would love to see that matchup. Yeah, I hope it's round one, but I would love to see that matchup.
I mean, that should be the Super Bowl, really. But
that's gonna be a tough one. Jason, Danny.
Jason.
All right. So, and you said Tristan against Tristan Scott, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. So then we're looking at a Super Bowl of Tristan versus Jason.
Yeah.
Hey, I like it, but I did just tell Danny I hated Jason's team, basically. Because what we looked into with Jason's team was it's not great, but he's got Dalvin Cook and Tyreek Hill.
Right.
And those guys are great. But then look at Tyreek Hill's playoff schedule. Tampa Bay, Chicago, New Orleans.
Yeah, that's real bad.
So, you know, it's only going to take 1 week for Dalvin Cook to have a bad week. Tyreek Hill, you know, if he doesn't go off for 62 points – Tristan, if that's how it goes, Tristan will win it, in my opinion.
Yeah.
Here's the other one. Here's another scenario. First round, Jason, Junie.
I'm gonna stick with Jason on that one.
Scott, Alex. I think we already did this, and you said Scott
for sure.
Me versus Danny.
Man, I don't know. Your team has changed so much.
It's going to keep on changing.
Right. I know. Why even guess?
It's going to keep on changing.
I'm going to go with Danny because he always beats you, right? He always beats you. So.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And then Tristan Sonny first round to be epic.
Does Sonny have any running backs yet? Or is that still not? No, that's still a thing.
Joe Mixon should be back week one of the playoffs.
Will he though?
Yeah. Well, okay. will he? But they said he's reportedly the team is planning on him playing week 14 against Dallas.
Hmm. Oh, okay.
So yeah, good matchup for your first game back.
Yeah. Yeah. That one's a coin toss actually. I don't know, it really depends on like how well his quarterbacks play, because I mean if Kyler Murray goes off, you know, that's pretty much all it takes. He's been really good. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I mean Sonny with the first round upset would be pretty cool.
You've been ranking him super high, so is it really an upset at that point?
Well, yeah. I guess my personal rankings, yeah, sure, he's super high. Kyler Murray's first game in the playoffs is against the Giants, who, you know, I don't think
they're right.
They're like a mediocre defense, so like you can't say they're one thing or another. Let's make it fun. Let's pick Sonny first against Tristan.
Okay, let's do it.
Second round will be Jason versus Scott then.
I think I think Scott. Okay. I think Scott. You know what? I'm all in on this Scott. He knows what he's doing.
You liked that last podcast, huh?
Yeah, it really opened my eyes.
You were like, oh, some people take this like more seriously than you are, like genius.
This guy is legit. Yeah, he's doing it. Okay.
I don't know if you listen to Fantasy Focus football podcast. That's the ESPN one. But he's like the Mike Clay of the group. Mike Clay is like the guy that does all the numbers. Scott is not super boring. Mike Clay is like a total nerd. Like, you know, whatever. But like, that's kind of the Scott rule. He's just like the numbers guy. He looks at all the numbers, projections, all this stuff. Mike Clay writes the projections for ESPN. That's the Scott. So, okay. And then Danny versus Sonny. Grudge match.
Well, I mean, if Sonny's taking out Tristan, then he's got to take out Danny for sure.
Man, so a finals of Scott versus Sonny. I like that, man. That'd be fun.
Yeah.
Well, you're all in on Scott, so you're thinking Scott, huh?
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I've been waiting for James Robinson to get bad, but he just hasn't. And he got Alvin Kamara off of me. So, yeah, I don't know. That's a good team.
Here's a question, though. Alvin Kamara without Drew Brees, with Taysom Hill being a crappy quarterback, is Alvin Kamara, like, still a, like, legit top five? Or is he, like
– No, he's not.
Yeah.
I mean, I didn't watch this last week, but the week before the first one with Taysom Hill, that was his first time ever – in his career not catching a pass,
right?
And if that continues, that's a huge chunk of Alvin's, like, his points. He gets half of his points just in the air. So if he's not getting that, then he's definitely not a top five.
His playoff schedule: Alvin Kamara, Philly, okay rush defense, Kansas City, decent rush defense, Minnesota, I'm pretty sure they have a horrible defense.
Yeah, they're the worst.
And Carolina. Is Carolina – I don't know if Carolina is a good defense or not.
I have no idea.
They must be like middle of the pack then, because we're not saying they're terrible. We're not saying, saying they're great.
So, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know. I think – here's my prediction. I think Santi will trade for a running back before
next week.
It might be me. I'm just going to put it out there. Santi, I've been talking a little bit. He's – dragging his feet a little bit, but I think Sonny will trade for a running back, not even like an RB1, but like an RB2.
Okay.
So he'll be rolling out, you know, Joe Mixon, whoever he trades for, and David Montgomery. I think if our predictions go as what we were talking about, I would say Sonny wins it.
Is he keeping his quarterbacks in this trade?
Yes.
Then. I like that. I think he can pull it off.
Yeah, I don't think that he's in any rush to trade his quarterbacks, and really, like, who he could trade them for at this point, it's not going to happen, because, like, he has Watson Murray, Scott has Mahomes and Josh Allen, and Tristan has Herbert and Tom Brady.
Yeah.
Like, they're not trading away or with any, you know, each other.
Right,
so,
yeah, that's true.
Like, and the rest of the quarterbacks are like, who are you going to get?
Right, yeah.
Okay. Well, any, let's do this. just final prediction, regardless of playoff bracket, who's winning this year?
I will go ahead and stick with Tristan. I think he's got the best team out of everybody.
And who's coming in second? Who's the second place team?
I mean, that's where it gets really tough.
That's why I wanted to ask it, because Tristan's like the easy answer.
Yeah. So, I'm gonna go with Jason, just because I have a feeling that he's going to just ride Dalvin Cook into second place.
I feel a little sad that neither you or Danny picked me.
No, yeah, you're not going to be.
Hey, who knows? After this week, you don't know where my trades, you know, what my trades are gonna do.
I think that's why we don't choose you, just because we have no idea what you're gonna be next week.
Yeah. Okay. I'm okay with that then. All right. Well, hey, you know what? I'm sorry that you had a rough year. I appreciate you because of how many, you know, acquisitions you do, whether trade or, you know, pickup drops. You had the second most at 44. And to put it in perspective, there were five guys who had less than half that.
Wow.
So, and you know, there's some guys in the 30s and whatever, but from five down had 22 or less. So you're active. I think you just had a horrible, horrible mix of trades, or not trades, injuries and
bad schedule.
It just, that, what are you gonna do?
You can't win them all.
Fantasy football.
Yeah.
Fantasy football. On your way out the door, what do you want to say? Give me a couple minutes of just solid smack talk.
All right, perfect. So, like, my team sucks, so I can't talk smack about fantasy football. There's just nothing for me to say. Yeah, yeah. But I do have some beef about one of your previous podcast co-hosts.
Okay. Not Scott, apparently.
No, it's not Scott. I love Scott. I think his name was Junie. And I just wanted to say, like, you should definitely remember me, Junie, because I'm the guy that cooked you at that 3-on-3 tournament like 10 years ago. You should for sure remember my name.
That was not 10 years ago.
How long ago was it? I feel like it was a long time ago.
It might have been 7.
Well, anyway.
Man, I'm old.
My team won that championship. And it was on my back. I scored like 17 of our 21 points.
Oh my,
really? with Junie guarding me. Although, to be honest, it was because he was double teaming my teammate and leaving me wide open. Yeah. But still, I made all those shots.
Yeah, I remember that tournament very well, because I've never been more angry with myself and with my teammates.
Who was your team? I don't remember your team.
We didn't play you. So I
that's because we were in the winner's bracket, so you had to get there. Is the problem?
First of all, I'll say this: doing a tournament is never an easy thing. Like, as far as planning one,
right?
Paul did a decent job at it, although, like, when you're gonna do it at like a public park, it's a little tough. Like, if you're gonna do it at a public park, make sure it's not one with like a bunch of randos there. He like threw together like a couple random teams with guys who were just like there to watch. But anyway, so I had my two buddies, Trevor Sadrin, who is 6'7".
Oh, okay, I remember him.
And Marquise, who is like 6'4" and like 280, like just monster. And then you had me, you know, guy who loves to shoot, right? Well, those were double rimmed.
Yeah.
Stupid rims. Like, the ball touches that rim and it goes flying 30 feet. So my best attribute, which is shooting, is gone. Not to mention at that point in my life, I was also really, really fast. So running fast breaks, which doesn't happen in a half court setting.
Right. Yeah. Well, you know, you could have just done what I did and just like make all those shots. That's what I did.
Yeah. Apparently you had the good hoop. Holy crap. So, and you know, a mix of that was like Marquise and Trevor were both so out of shape that we played like those Pete twins.
Yep.
And those guys are like fast little weirdos, and they had a guy
on their super team annoying.
Also fast. So, like, Trevor was 6'7", but he would try to post up and he wasn't coordinated enough. He would just get the ball stolen from him.
Yeah.
And then like trying to guard those guys wasn't happening because they were, Marquise and Trevor were really slow. It was really sad. I
I do remember that team, and I remember seeing it and being afraid because we only had one tall guy. Michael Gilbert was like, that was our all-star, really. It wasn't me. Like, Michael Gilbert was the reason why we got to the championship. I won the championship game, but he got us there. Yeah. And but like teams like yours, it's like, oh, two tall guys, we don't have a second guy to guard. But
I think we would have done we would have done okay against you guys, because I feel like Michael would have guarded me and you probably would have guarded Keys, and then John, was that the name of your other teammate?
Yeah,
would have tried to guard Trevor, and that would have gone horrible for him.
Yeah, it would have. That would be a bad matchup. I actually think John would have guarded you. He was trying to take the fastest person on each team. He was doing all right on defense. And see, this is the thing. So this is what I wanted to really bring out. Junie would have beat us. Their team would have for sure beat us if they just would have doubled off of John instead of me, because John could not shoot at all. He was airballing everything.
Yeah.
It's like, I'm a decent shooter. Don't double off of me. Double off of that guy. But, you know, it's all in the past. You made the mistakes. So it's fine.
Hey, while we're like talking smack about Junie, and by the way, Junie, I really like Junie. Junie's been one of my good friends for a long time. And I just like him as a person. But basketball smack, by the way, one of my first tournaments with we were in that like Tacoma tournament.
Oh.
So we had our first like playoff game. I believe it was a playoff game. So it was like a tie game with like seconds left. I get the ball on the wing passed to me, and I take a dribble. And I have two options: shoot with two defenders coming at me, or pass to a wide open Junie who's streaking down the middle of the court for like a game-winning floater, wide open game-winning floater.
So you shot it, right?
I passed it like a very good teammate. I passed it to the wide open guy. And Junie had like, perfect wide open floater from basically the free throw line, and missed it.
Game.
And I was, you know what? We ended up winning that game, but I'll always remember like, I should have shot that stupid ball. Like, I should have just shot it. But
defense does nothing to you. You can just shoot over them. It's fine.
And since I talk bad about Junie, I'll just mention this. I was a huge baby. Like, that was my first ever tournament and our first game. It wasn't a playoff game. It was like a regular season game or whatever. Junie is like the team captain. Afterwards, I go up to Junie. I'm pouting. Like, I didn't get the ball enough. This is crap. I'm the best player on the team, and I touched the ball three times. Like, I better get the ball more. And you know what? He handled it like a champ. He was like, no, just relax. Just relax. Like, it's not going to be okay. So if I said something bad about Junie, I'm going to say something bad about myself. I was a big, big crybaby.
And I want to bring out that I actually do really like Junie too. I don't know him that well, but
sure,
I do like him.
Yeah.
And I respect that you guys talked a lot about how good I am at basketball on that podcast. It was fun to hear someone else who agrees with me.
I wish we could play basketball again, but
someday, hopefully.
NBA is coming back, so I guess that's a thing.
That means we can come back, right?
Yeah, right. Well, hey, good season. Well,
thanks.
Not great for you, but
no,
it wasn't really your fault. But
fun season. You know,
we'll catch you next year with your new style of drafting.
I'm coming back. Coming back better than ever.
All right, man. Have a good rest of your week.
See ya.